This is Akash Bani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Miranda Blair. The headlines: in Sikkim, 85% works of the much-anticipated Sebok-Rongo railway line has been completed so far. Tripura Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha says the state government is working with a focused vision to further strengthen healthcare infrastructure for mothers and children. Akash Bani Guwahati organizes the 67th Sangeet Sammel in 2025 in Guwahati, Meghalaya State Judicial Academy, in collaboration with the Indian Cybercrime Coordination Center, conducts a training program on cybercrime and the court, law, evidence and practice for judicial officers at the High Court of Meghalaya. Now the news in detail. In Sikkim, 85% work of the much-anticipated Sebok-Rongo railway line has been completed so far. Participating in the Akashvani News Gang Talk talk show, CPRO of the NF Railway, Kapinjal Kishore Sarma, informed this. He said that progress of the project is very good despite geographical and environmental challenges. He said it is expected that the entire project to be completed by December 2027. Mr. Sarma added that survey of two more projects are on by the railways. One is to connect Gangtok City by train and the other is a railway line between Meli to Dentum. On the rail connectivity to Bhutan, the CPRO said that land acquisition process for two projects are on. The plan is to complete it within a year and after the tender will be published. He said that the target has been set to complete the Kokrajhar-Gelupu project by 2029. Tripura Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha yesterday said the state government is working with a focused vision to further strengthen healthcare infrastructure for mothers and children. He emphasized that well-considered opinions and expert guidance from doctors are essential to achieve this goal, inaugurating a two-day annual state conference of pediatricians at a private hotel in Agartala. The Chief Minister said such conferences create a healthy environment of professional competition and knowledge exchange. Dr. Saha urged doctors to take greater responsibility so that people of Tripura do not have to travel outside the state for treatment. The organization conferred a Lifetime Achievement Award on noted pediatrician Dr. Parthasarathi Chakraborty for his contributions to child health care in the state. Akashvani Guwahati yesterday organized the 67th Sangeet Sammel in 2025 in Guwahati. Prasar Bharati, in collaboration with Culture Ministry, organizes the Akashvani Sangeet Sammel across the country in 24 centers. Since its inception in 1954, the Akashvani Sangeet Sammel has stood as one of India's most enduring and respected cultural traditions. The Sammel has played a vital role in preserving, promoting and popularizing India's rich musical heritage. Raman Chaudhary, musician, was the chief guest on the occasion. The Meghalaya State Judicial Academy, in collaboration with the Indian Cybercrime Coordination Center under the Ministry of Home Affairs, Government of India, conducted a training program on cybercrime and the court, law, evidence and practice for judicial officers, the High Court of Meghalaya, yesterday. Speaking on the inaugural session, Justice H.S. Thankhill, judge in charge of Meghalaya State Judicial Academy, said modern crimes no longer require physical presence, are often transnational, involve victims across jurisdictions and lack traditional forms of evidence such as eyewitnesses. Justice Thankhill highlighted that amendments in the Indian criminal justice system, including the replacement of the Indian Penal Code, CRPC and Evidence Act, with the three new laws, were aimed at addressing issues of jurisdiction, offences and electronic evidence. These changes, he said, are necessary to keep pace with technological advances. In Manipur, the joint team of security forces consisting of Manipur Police, Manipur Rifles, Assam Rifles, BSF and Forest Department has destroyed 50 acres of poppy cultivation at Gobok Hill Range in Kenjoy subdivision of Chandel District, Manipur. The Narcotics Control Bureau also joined the operation. The authority estimated that the destroyed poppy cultivation amounted to around 1 crore 75 lakh rupees in international market. During the operation, poppy pods and seeds were recovered apart from burning down four temporary huts used by poppy cultivators. A case has been registered against the people in Champikarong Police Station in this regard. The Northeast Zonal Conference, organized by the Institute of Town Planners India, ITPI, was held yesterday at Hotel Classic Grande Imphal. The conference brought together experts and planners to deliberate on contemporary issues and emerging challenges in urban and regional planning across the Northeast region of India. This year's conference focused on achieving sustainable, inclusive and resilient urban development, with special emphasis on three key themes, including strengthening regulatory compliance and sustainable urban development, prioritizing non-motorized transport, walking and cycling, and urban resilience to climate extremes and mitigation and adaptation strategies. The senior officers of MAHUD, Department of State Government, experts from ITPI and others joined the conference. During the event, a book titled Hills Areas Planning, published by the Institute of Town Planners India, was also released. Governor of Arunachal Pradesh K.T. Patnaik reviewed the implementation and utilization of PM Gati Shakti in the state at Raj Bhavan yesterday. State Chief Secretary Manish Gupta, Commissioner Planning and other officials did a presentation on its application. The governor emphasized that every department of the state must make full and effective use of PM Gati Shakti repository while planning and executing developmental projects. The governor said the powerful platform with its wealth of integrated data can significantly enhance the state's ability to plan smarter, avoid delays and ensure better coordination across sectors. The Don Bosco Media Network has announced the launch of Kasur Kan Ot Season 4, an extraordinary platform designed to celebrate and promote the exceptional singing talent found in the state of Meghalaya. With a history of fostering creativity and empowering aspiring artists, this initiative continues to inspire and transform the musical landscape of the region. A platform for aspiring talent, Kasur Kan Ot is not just a singing competition, it is a movement that provides budding singers with an opportunity to showcase their skills, gain recognition and pave the way for national and international success. The winner of this season will be awarded a cash prize of 1 lakh rupees and will have the honour to represent Meghalaya in prestigious singing competitions across India and beyond. A one-day Entrepreneurship Awareness Program, EAP, was successfully organized in Meghalaya's Ribhoi district yesterday. The program was conducted by the branch NSME Development and Facilitation Office, Shillong, under the Office of the Development Commissioner of MSME, Ministry of MSME, Government of India, in collaboration with Friends of Women's World Banking India SHG Network. The primary objective of the EAP was to enhance awareness among local entrepreneurs about the various flagship programs and schemes of the Ministry of MSME and to facilitate on-the-spot Udyam registration. This initiative aims to enable participants to avail themselves of government benefits and support seamlessly. In Manipur, 15th Manipur Polo International 2025, organized as a part of the Manipur Sangai Festival, began in Imphal from yesterday. On the opening day, Colombia defeated USA by 6-4 goals. As many as 5 teams, India A, India B Manipur team, India C, Colombia and USA are participating in the tournament. The tournament was formally opened by Manipur Chief Secretary Puneet Kumar Goyal at Mapel Kangjaibung, Imphal, the world's oldest polo ground. Speaking to the gathering, the Chief Secretary said that the Manipur government is making a roadmap to popularize Manipur polo and upgrade its infrastructure to have more international coaches and international polo tournaments. The state government is also participating, preparing a detailed project report, DPR, with the Ministry of Donair to this effect. He also said that polo originated from Manipur. It's not just a game, but an expression of Manipur's identity, culture and discipline. And before we close, the headlines once again. In Sikkim, 85% works of the much anticipated Sevok Rongo railway line has been completed so far. Tripura Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha says the state government is working with a focused vision to further strengthen healthcare infrastructure for mothers and children. Akashvani Guwahati organizes the 67th Sangeet Sammelan 2025 in Guwahati. Meghalaya State Judicial Academy, in collaboration with the Indian Cybercrime Coordination Center, conducts a training program on cyber cybercrime on the court, law, evidence and practice for the judicial officers at the High Court of Meghalaya. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from the Shillong station of Akashvani. Have a nice day.